This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another sharp day with DJV. Yes, I'm Doug, a man of the morning, the ladies of the day. You've heard of ladies of the evening. These are ladies of the morning. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, here to establish their reputation, upholding truth, justice, and the American way. How about that? I got goosebumps just saying that.
Did you give yourself a thrill?
Yes, I did. Thank you very much for asking. All right, so here we are with the good news, some of the good news anyway. Bill and Melinda Gates are investing big time in a prevention program for those who are susceptible to getting HIV. This area of sub-Saharan Africa that they're focusing on, where the human... That would have been a good quiz question. What does HIV stand for? You want to take a shot at that while you both...
I remember human intra-something virus.
Human... It's...
Yes.
Immunovirus.
Immunodeficiency. There you go.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
The human immunodeficiency, which means your immune system is not working. Anyway... this is a big problem in Africa. A couple of years ago, 24 million people in the sub-Saharan area had HIV. That's 71% of the global total. Remember how whacked we got here in America when this first started? And then I think it was with, what's the basketball player? I was going to say Moses Malone.
Magic Johnson, right?
Magic, yeah. Magic got
Moses
it.
Malone is what his friends call him.
Moses Malone.
Moses Malone.
That's a great name.
It's a good Irish-Jewish name.
Yeah.
Moses Malone was a basketball player eons ago. When I was a kid, he was a basketball. I don't know where that came from. But I know, yes, it's Magic Johnson who got HIV. Of course, nobody knows how he got it. But at any rate... He is living proof that this HIV, I don't know whether it's an antidote. I'm not sure it's a vaccine, but it's a way of dealing with it so that the HIV virus, when you get it, is not an automatic death sentence, which is what it used to be. And for most of the people in Africa that get it, because there isn't anybody caring for them or about it, it is a death sentence. So Bill and Melinda Gates are putting a lot of their dough into fixing the problem. They have invested billions in pre-exposure prophylactics, if that's what it is, PrEP it's called, a process of exposure. Those who are at high risk, they get low doses of this medicine that can reduce the risk of contracting the disease by 90%. But you've got to take it all the time, and it costs money. So they're giving the money, millions and millions of dollars, into this, it's called Intarsia Therapeutics. They're the company that's making this implantable drug pump, which you put on, so it's automatically going to give you the dose you need for 6 or 12 months. Because, again, if you don't have it every day, you will die. HIV leads to AIDS, not always, but the interceptor that... Moses Malone.
Magic Johnson.
Yes, Magic Johnson, him too. And whoever else. I mean, there's probably been, we could probably do a little quick research on this and find hundreds, thousands, maybe tens of thousands of people who have survived. Do we ever actually even talk about this anymore here? We don't, right? Because it came and it wasn't conquered, but I suppose it was dealt with. The only way
I think it's still an issue and people still die from it. It's just, yeah. I remember as a little girl watching Magic Johnson, because I lived in L.A., watching Magic Johnson come out and do a press conference and announce he had HIV. And at that point, it was a real death sentence.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You got it. I mean, my mom had a friend who died from AIDS. I mean, it was just, and it was quick. You know, you typically, right. Now you look at Magic Johnson, who's lived 20 plus years with it, and they do have more medications that at least can extend your life, and that's a good thing. It's a good thing we're not talking about it so much.
Yeah, well, the thing here, what underscores all of this is how important your immune system is. So here's Dr. Doug, practicing without a license, telling you the same thing that I tell you as often as I talk about this sort of thing. I don't believe in vaccines. I think they're good for old people who have weak immune systems and children, that sort of thing. I mean, if you don't take care of your body and you have a weak immune system, I guess you got to get the vaccines. But your body likes it much better when it doesn't have that poison, which is basically what a vaccine is. It's a dead, whatever the virus is you're trying to avoid. Let's just take the simple flu virus, okay? They load up your body. I remember, and it was fascinating learning about this, when I was a kid, polio was a big problem. So when Salk developed the polio vaccine in the early 50s, it was like this guy was a god. I knew a couple of people actually in high school with me who had polio, and it not only ruined their ability to walk, it just ruined their spine, their eye, the whole body was affected, and it basically cut their lifespan to about a third of what normally one would live. I remember a fellow lived across the street from me. His name was Dylan Ronaldo, and he had a real bad case of it, and died when he was, 19, 20 years old. But I remember seeing him in the wheelchair, wondering what it was, because I didn't know what it was before that. Because I'd had, I had some vaccine shots. I don't even remember what I had. When I was a kid, you had a few shots, three or four shots. That was it. Now there's so many of them, that's why there's such an uproar about taking them. But when it comes to this sort of thing, the HIV virus or the antidote to it was received about the same way as the polio vaccine was when it was first developed. So, but what it speaks to is the state of your immune system. And so the options are to eat well, get good supplementation, take care of your body, exercise. I feel like I'm Dr. Ken now. Don't smoke and don't abuse alcohol and get 7-8 hours a night. But that's how it is. That's what you do to get a strong immune system. And plus, play in the dirt when you're a kid. I mean that seriously. All these people that run around fanatically, let's spray, get rid of the bacteria. That's the worst thing you can do. You need to have the bacteria. Put it in your mouth. I remember... I think I told you this before, how upset my son-in-law got with me. I took, we were having a Sunday morning brunch, which is what we usually do in the wintertime. So when everybody else was still eating, I took Miles outside and we were walking in the parking lot. It was a big pile of sand and dirt. And he got into it and filled up his diapers with it. It was great. And then we walked by a car and he stuck his hand in the brake pad was all black and stuff. He got his hands all black. Ugh. It was, and then, you know, he got his shirt. Everything was black. So I went back into the restaurant, and I had this sort of wily smile. My daughter knew what I was up to, and she just sort of chuckled. Now the son, look at that dirt. We got to clean it all off. And he looked disgustingly at me as if I had ruined his child's life. When, in fact, I probably saved his life.
By getting him wrapped up in brake fluid?
No. I know, right?
He was probably more upset that he was going to have to go home and, you know, like, now he's going to have to...
degrease his son.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that stuff is good. That you get those things in your immune system, little bits and pieces of dirt and particles. And
my mom used to just fill me up with washer fluid. That was, you know.
Yeah, who needs a shower when you're full of washer fluid?
You thought it was mouthwash. It was really just washer fluid.
Yeah. Just put your windshield wipers on your glasses and you're all set. Anyway, you get the point of maybe, did I lose the point or did I make the point of getting
No, I think you did it.
Yeah, thank you. Very nice.
Get dirty for your immunity.
Well, but stay real. Be in touch with what the world is all about. You don't want to get a cold. You know, you keep your immune system high. You don't want to get cancer. You know, most of the time that's an immune system deficiency. They're all kind. Most everything except heart disease. That's really not something you can deal with.
Then you're on your own.
No, I didn't mean it quite like that.
Godspeed.
No, it's a whole different set of circumstances, which can be dealt with if you're using Super Beats How about that for a way to get into the discussion of your circulatory system? Blood flow, blood flow, blood flow. My passion for living a healthy lifestyle includes clean eating, and Super Beets is one of the most impressive functional foods I have ever come across. I use it every day. The ladies do, Kara does, Victoria does, Jennifer does. And so with this blood flow and circulation improvement, Super Beets will help you deliver blood to every single little nano area of your body that may not be getting all the blood it's supposed to get to stay healthy. So here's what you do. You call 800-655-4183, or you can order online at DougLikesBeets.com to have regular blood pressure, to have a non-GMO substance. So take it from us. Super Beets is something to have every day. Get energy, stamina, and feel the way you want to feel. Here's the number again, 800-655-4183, or order them online at DougLikesBeets.com. When you order the first shot of this stuff, you get an extra 30-day supply free. You get the book Beat the Odds free. You get free shipping. What could go wrong? Guaranteed or your money back, 800-655-4183. Do it now while you're thinking about it. Better yet, you might learn something, and you can order online at DougLikesBeets.com.
Carnival Corporation announced a travel industry game changer at today's CES show in Las Vegas. According to the company, a quarter-sized disc called the Ocean Medallion will introduce an unprecedented level of personalized vacation experiences for millions of travelers. Debuting on specially wired smart cruise ships this fall, the Ocean Medallion will learn guest preferences and provide personalized concierge services to maximize every second of a vacation. Guests can order food and drinks on demand, enjoy interactive gaming outside the casino, purchase merchandise without transactions, locate family and friends around the ship, and enter their staterooms without a key card. Carnival said the Ocean Medallion is the world's first interactive guest experience platform that bridges the physical and digital worlds to deliver a level of personalized service not previously considered possible. Medallion-class ocean vacations debut on Princess Cruise's Regal Princess this November. Book now at princess.com/ocean or ocean.com.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the have and the have-done. The haves bounce around the world in private jets. The have-done bounce around the trampoline park in their socks. Bowling? Think Groupon. Ski slopes? Think Groupon. Weekend fun for the family? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
It's sometimes nothing to do with drinking. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you what it is and how divers avoid it next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
The martini effect is a slang term to refer to nitrogen narcosis, the physical and mental impairment experienced by scuba divers on deeper dives. Most divers don't feel the effects at 30 or even 60 feet. Everyone is different, much as some people get drunk more easily than others. But with increasing depth, you are much more likely to feel it. At 100 feet and deeper, you will definitely be affected, even if you're not aware of it. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
For safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My dear, I don't have to look no more. In all my days, I've hoped and I pray for someone.
Alright, one of my favorite times of the day and of the week when Victoria understands what my musical tastes are, as she's getting the hang of it. She's put together the top five songs, but she just found where they are in the recordings, the archives of pop music. Top five songs this week in 1973, starting with number five, Barry White and the Electric Light Orchestra. No, what do they call his orchestra? The
I didn't know he had an orchestra.
Yeah. Barry Love White. Unlimited Orchestra.
Yeah, who needs the orchestra when you have Barry White?
Barry White, never, never gonna give you up. Crank it up.
Wherever you need.
That black guy.
Great. I don't want to see you without.
He used to sweat like a pig on stage, and he'd throw his, just like Elvis, throw his scarves out to the ladies. They'd try to get his pants off. I mean,
oh, my, hear what you just said. Big fat black guy who used to sweat a lot on stage.
Yeah. Well, how many other big fat black guys do you know that everybody, big black, fat white guys, sweat on stage, too? If this guy had it, man, did he have it?
Oh, that was, voice. Are you kidding?
He was a record salesman. And somehow or other got into, he promoted a lot of stars, and he somehow was doing, I think he had a local band at night, I think he's from Louisiana someplace, and he would just, you know, Friday, Saturday night, go play gigs, and somebody said,
and he's
somebody
still a record
up.
Salesman, because who doesn't want his records, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he's left us, but boy, while he was around, he knew how to do it. Never
well,
gonna give you up.
Whole, he reached a whole new generation on Allie McBeal, too.
Yeah.
Remember
yes,
when
he
she
did.
Used to hear Allie McBeal, she used yep. to hear his
yeah,
voice music. In her head?
yeah, right. But then, I mean, just the stuff, what it did for sort of certain types of romance, this is, I mean, it was unparalleled, I thought. Anyway, whenever it comes on the radio, man, do I crank this stuff up. There's four or five of them just like this. They all sound the same. They are kind of good.
But they're all good, so it doesn't
yeah,
matter.
Yeah. Speaking of good, this one is fabulous from Ringo.
Come on like a dream.
A little perverted, but it's okay.
Totally. Thank you. I'm glad you said that.
You're 16. You're beautiful.
You're beautiful.
And you're mine.
You're mine.
Well, maybe how old was he when he sang this song?
30. No, it's
yeah,
not.
Right. Total power.
I was 30. Yeah. Come on. Crank it. You're 16. You're beautiful. And you're mine. This is inspired by Gary Pawtucket. And the Union Gap did a song that was basically the same young girl about a 16-year-old girl. Hey, my. Anyway, it's a fun song, even if it's perverted. Number three, Gladys Knight and her Pips. Ah, this is fabulous this week. She had like 14 number one songs, and she still tours and has still got it. I haven't seen her lately. Anybody seen Gladys Knight lately?
She's still, I think, touring.
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
I go in here. I think I just said that. Okay. That's number three this week. 1973 is the year. First week of the year saw this. This song was so popular with high school kids. Brownsville Station. Smoking in the boys' room. To be the monitor of the boys' room, and I would catch all the high school guys, and they hated me.
I bet you were super popular.
Yeah, super popular.
I thought Motley Crue sang this song.
Wasn't it
Motley Crue or Poison from the 80s did this song?
Yeah, it was a bunch of covers. All right, number one this week, 73 Blonde, is Steve Miller Band.
I'm a smoker.
Another smoking song. It's a pretty good song. This is about marijuana, though.
You think?
I think. See how clever?
Can't pull a wool over this guy's eyes.
No fooling him.
You've had your fun with me today. Excuse me. All right, so Steve Miller, number one this week, 1973, 28 after the hour.
Delivery from Staples.
Staples guy. More storage bins? Great.
Yeah, and you saved a ton with Staples' 110% price match guarantee.
I am resolved to getting organized this year. Now everything is boxed up and put away.
Whoa.
What was that?
Oh, no. I boxed up Paul again.
Resolve to get organized and get 20% off select office supplies. Staples. Make more happen.
Applies to regular price items only. Excludes ink and toner. Other restrictions may apply. Ends 1/14/17. Staples will match prices for items from retailers with online and retail stores and refund 10% of difference. See store staples.com for details.
The Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from K9 Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protection for whatever you drive at Covercraft.com.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Haiti and the Bahamas are still devastated by the effects of Hurricane Matthew this past October. As a leader in the region, the Sandals Foundation, the nonprofit arm of the Sandals and Beaches Resorts, feels it's our responsibility to lend a helping hand to our neighboring islands. Please donate to the Sandals Foundation Hurricane Matthew relief efforts. 100% of your donation goes towards emergency relief, like water, food, and shelter, along with products to clean and sanitize local water supplies. Donate today by visiting sandalsfoundation.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold. Even when wet. You heard that right. Even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
To us to make your day a better day. Us's include Doug, and then there's Jennifer, and then there's Victoria, and then there's Kara, all here to try to figure out some of the importance of some of the food news today. Carl's Jr. and Hardee's. I believe they belong to the same company, Jennifer. Is that correct?
That's right. They do.
I think they do. Hardee's has been known for a long time as perhaps the worst hamburger in America.
Really?
Worse than McDonald's. Oh, yeah. Oof. Anyway.
But Carl's Jr. is known as the best, right?
I know.
Carl's
I was going to say.
That's weird.
Yeah. Is
I've never been to either, but.
In taste. If you don't count the grease content of a Carl's Jr. hamburger, then you're all set. But I found it interesting. I remember seeing this last week when I was in California, the new ad campaign focusing on the things that make their restaurants different from McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, the other fast food chains. The Carl's Jr. ad shows, I guess in a manner of speaking, old dogs can learn new tricks because they had been The ads used to be, as I remember, kind of sexy, Jennifer, women in swimsuits.
Oh, yeah, remember it was Paris Hilton, I think, was the first one who was eating the burger and all the stuff was glopping all over.
Yeah.
And Kim Kardashian did one.
Yeah.
Yes, she did.
But now they're not only talking about who's using their product, but what is included in their product. And they claim now they're mixing real ice cream in their milkshakes. It takes,
what was it before?
Well, I know, that's what disturbs me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you could. There are all kinds of powdered things you can put into a milkshake. That's what McDonald's does. That's not real. There's nothing real in the McDonald's milkshake. It's all powdered.
But the soft serve cones are so low in calorie, and they're so good.
Yeah. All right.
let's see here.
They explain in their ads how they make chicken tenders.
Ooh.
They break the chicken by hand. They're making biscuits from scratch there every morning. So all of these, and they're advertising how they're doing things. And I think that that's kind of a cool thing because they had really one image before. This is about image. They had, don't you agree, Jennifer, they had an image that was kind of lowbrow. In-N-Out had the highbrow. I'm talking about local hamburger joints in California. In-N-Out.
Of hamburger places, I don't know that Carl's Jr. was lowbrow. I just, wasn't, you know, McDonald's is on every corner,
right?
But I think that maybe the charbroil that you get from Carl's Jr. maybe went better if you were looking for a really good burger than a McDonald's burger, maybe.
Right. The guys, these five guys. Do you have five guys out there yet? I don't remember seeing any.
We do. I've never been to one, but yeah, we do.
Five guys is more or less the same sort of thing. They have fresh beef and they do the hand patties. I'm thinking about all of these different ways or places that you go to get a hamburger. And how many people eat out these days. I happened to be out last night. And so I stopped at a Boston market. There was a fresh food place next to it, and they moved, and I forgot, and I was there, so I just went in Boston Market. They have a good presentation, and the stuff's okay. I'd rather eat that than some of the hamburgers that are around, but I just am fascinated by how many different kinds of hamburger, how many different places there are, and every time one of these opens, it seems to do well. These five guys, I don't even know where they're from. I think Philadelphia is where they started, and they're everywhere, springing up everywhere. And the same is true. I don't know why Carl's Jr. hasn't gone national. I'm not sure why In-N-Out
hasn't
gone
national. The thing that I know about my mom being brought up in the South and me going back during the summers to see my grandmother is that in the South, Carl's Jr., I think they have almost the same menu. That's why there's a weird differentiation because Hardee's is like on the East Coast and in the South, and Carl's Jr. is on the West Coast.
Yeah, but Carl's Jr. is so much better. Unless they've cleaned Hardee's up. I don't know a Hardee's around, and I wouldn't go in there anyway because I don't eat meat, but I would be interested. There was a Hardee's in Framingham for a long time, and it closed because nobody went there because it was so bad. It was, can you imagine that? And a Burger King opened up in its place, and it's been there for a long time.
Yeah, well, Hardee's is about the same thing in D.C., too, where it's one of those places that I feel like you stop at on a road trip when it is on the side of the road and there's nothing else, you know, for another 30 miles. Yeah, and you're dying of hunger, and so that's why you go there. But I don't think I would ever go there just, you know, because I'm hungry. There's so many other options that I would never choose Hardee's.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in New York City, where I am, there's been so many petitions online to get In-N-Out Burger to open an outpost in New York because they just won't come to the East Coast.
Yeah.
And I guess they seem to be getting closer and closer, and then I don't know what happens, but I don't eat meat either, so none of this really applies to me. But
you can have
In-N-Out
the grilled cheese at In-N-Out Burger.
There you go. I would totally
eat
that.
Oh, they have grilled cheese at In-N-Out?
You can ask them. It's a secret menu. You just have to go and ask for the grilled cheese. Yeah.
You get soup with it, grilled cheese, and a nice cup of tomato soup.
And I think you're going to be disappointed because it's basically a hamburger with no meat. Is there grilled cheese? But it's good.
Okay. So there's that story.
Are their fries good? That's all that matters.
Oh my God.
If you cook them well done, yes.
Okay.
That sometimes is a reason to go into a good hamburger joint just to get a.
Well, that's where McDonald's wins over. I mean,
totally.
There is nothing better than a McDonald's French fry.
Really? Do you think you compared it to what's the French fry like that you get at Carl's Jr.? Not good?
It's fine. It's a French fry, but there's something, I don't know, something about McDonald's.
That's what they cook it. They do sugar and all kinds of stuff at McDonald's. They use addictive stuff to get you to like it. You didn't know that?
No. Luckily, I don't go to McDonald's that often, but no, I did not know that.
All right, so this one is for you then, Victoria.
Okay.
Another food item. Stats out this week. The United States has just hit a new record high for the amount of organic farmland and produce that's being grown on that farmland. Last year, organic farming took place on 4.4 million acres in our country. This is info. I was at the USDA office yesterday, and I was talking about this sort of thing. And the guy brought
this
out
is very
all
encouraging.
The
wow.
stats on organic. Yeah. About half of the organic land used for crops and pasture land, that sort of thing. You know, when you hear them promoting beef from pasture-fed animals, organic beef, that's what they're talking about. But then there's more and more organic crops like corn and the local people that are growing beets, and they're growing parsley, and they're growing spinach and all that sort of thing. I do a program called The American Family Farmer that's heard on a lot of these same stations every week. And that's one of the things that we focus on is how the cropland is being used. That's one of the reasons I went to the USDA office yesterday, because I wanted to kind of see what's going on, because I know that there is a huge difference between the desire for organic food and the ability to produce it. The lack of organic food to meet demands causing a lot of companies to begin importing organic food, or at least they import it, says organic on it, but how do you know? We don't have any inspectors anywhere. So the farmers in this country are wising up and rising to meet the demand. So let's see. For example, in California, Jennifer, there are 790,000 acres for organic crop raising. Alaska, 695,000. So California is the largest by far. Montana has 251,000 acres. I'm just looking at some of these.
I know this is like what they say, the certified USDA organic stamp on it.
Yep.
So that means no, essentially that means no Monsanto Roundup
chemicals.
And stuff like that.
Yeah,
no pesticides.
No, it means no chemicals. That's what
right.
it means.
Unfortunately, it doesn't mean non-GMO, but that's another issue.
Well,
yeah,
but,
I mean,
the government messed this up a lot when they got involved in the first place.
Sure.
But I'm
the
looking
labeling
at,
is so confusing. I mean, no one knows what anything. The all natural. That label is
doesn't
all,
mean anything.
Doesn't
local,
mean anything.
Natural, organic.
Yep.
People confuse me. I think it means all the same thing, which of course it doesn't. So let's see here. The number of acres does not necessarily correspond to the sales of organic produce. I thought this was kind of interesting. The number two state for organic farmland is Alaska. Number two state for selling organic produce is Washington. $626 million in organic sales last year. By the way, California had $2.4 billion of organic sales last year.
That makes sense. Those are two very health-conscious states.
Yep. Let's see. What do we have elsewhere here? Montana has the third largest amount of organic farmland, but the third largest state for eating certified organic produce, Pennsylvania. Fourth is Oregon. Fifth is Wisconsin. Sixth is New York. Seventh is Texas. Eighth is Michigan. Ninth is Colorado. And tenth is Arizona. I find that very interesting.
Wow.
Yeah. States that are enhancing what they are offering and people taking advantage of it. And this came out of my curiosity when it comes to this, because I think that a lot of people, as Victoria just said, don't really understand. Well, I shouldn't say a lot of people. Too many people. So I don't know how to help you understand better what you're buying. Just know that local does not mean it's natural, does not mean it's organic. That what you want to, even if the government has messed up the organic label, what it seems is that people are looking for natural more than organic. And natural is a very fuzzy term, frankly.
Very.
It just doesn't, natural, what does that mean?
It means nothing.
It
really does.
It.
And you, when
no,
you,
it doesn't mean
if
anything.
You Google,
right.
And if you Google all natural, like what the FDA considers to be an all natural additive to a food, you would be appalled.
Yep.
And I mean like parts of animals that you would never ever want to think is in your food. I mean, that's considered all natural flavoring.
Because it all comes from the animal.
Yeah, it's like pig anus, and that's not, I'm not even exaggerating. Like, you can look it up, and it's like you're eating butthole, and that is flavoring whatever you're eating. Yeah, it's disgusting.
Ugh. Oh, come on. You know you like a good
sausage. Yeah.
Nothing better than a good piece of sausage. All right. Anyway, I hope that this is the preceding portion of the program presented as a public service of the DJV experience. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan together at 11 minutes before. No, it's 12 before the hour. How about if I turn it around? 48 past the hour. Does that sound better?
Yes.
Hi, this is Doug Steffen. Most of you know my passion for living a healthy lifestyle, which includes clean eating. Super Beets, one of the most impressive functional foods I've ever seen. Why is that? Beets are loaded with dietary nitrates that convert to nitric oxide in your body. Nitric oxide helps support healthy circulation and healthy blood pressure levels. Super Beets, the most convenient way to get these dietary nitrates, specifically help support healthy blood flow and circulation. Super Beets works three times faster to give you the results you can feel. Plus, it tastes great. I take Super Beets every day. I can feel the energy and the stamina it gives me within 20 minutes, and I want you to feel it too. Get a bonus 30-day supply of Super Beets free with your first order in regular or black cherry flavor, plus a free book, Beat the Odds, free shipping as well, guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183, 800-655-4183, or order at DougLikesBeets.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-7907. 800-478-7907. 800-478-7907. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
For fast, powerful, and portable ratcheting without a power cord or air hose, pick up the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Max Access Auto Ratchet. The ratchet head delivers up to 420 inch-pounds of torque at 225 RPMs, enough power to turn just about any stubborn fastener quickly. The pass-through design eliminates the need for deep sockets and lets you tighten and loosen long bolts fast, even in tighter workspaces. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist Helen Creeble.
A friend of mine has spent years in Washington, D.C., and as a history buff, is an excellent tour guide. But he had to stop giving tours of the Capitol's most famous landmarks because the government now says all tour guides must have permits. In New York City, the powerful Tour Guides Association requires a certification test, which all guides must pass to get a license from the city. The test, of course, is filled with mundane details like dates and other statistics that bore most tourists. If we look through the lens of liberty, we can easily see that tour guides are not a threat to public health or safety. What's next? You're under arrest for showing your friends around town?
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
46 past the hour. Good day, help.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
And games with your dog, your cat, your pet. Time for us to get serious and to have some fun both with Warren Eckstein, who does that on his radio program, The Pet Show, every weekend around the country. The Pet Show is heard, hundreds of radio stations, thousands of people call all the time to millions of listeners who want to find out what has been Warren's latest experience in training dogs and cats and having a his nose and ears and his entire being. I didn't mean to highlight your nose, Warren. The highlight of Warren's life, his entire life, has been his relationship with pets. Thus, The Pet Show is the most credible way for you to find out. We have pet tips from him every day on this program. He joins us once a week for some stories about what's going on with various groups of pets. So we were talking off the air about my general manager, Bob Kay, who was my boss at KVC.
And mine as well.
And yours as well, exactly. That's when you and I met, now that I think about it. So he designed the studio for the Frasier set, the radio studio. And you said you were involved somehow or other with Frasier in that. There were pets on that show, I think.
Well, one of my very close friends, Matilda Cagney, who trained Moose, or Eddie was the dog's name on the air, also trained the dog for with Jennifer Aniston in, I forget the name of that movie. Anyway, the bottom line is this. I get a call from Entertainment Tonight. Frasier's like a number one show on the air.
Right.
They call me in and say, listen, we want you to sit at the radio, you know, the station that was set up by Bob Kay, and we want you to interview the dog for a half hour. And I said, I'm good. But a half hour is a long, long time to talk to a dog. So I spoke to my friend Matilda. I'm sitting at the radio booth, you know, like the microphone, Frazier's microphone in front of my face. And there's the dog sitting on the desk. His real name was Moose, by the way, who's no longer with us. And so I start talking to the dog. And then I turn to Matilda and I said, listen, every time I say something, do me a favor. Have the dog turn his back at me. Have him yawn. Have him roll over. Have him walk away. So every time I said something, the dog, for a half hour, the dog would yawn and walk away. So it was the funniest segment I ever did because nothing was really accomplished. But it was just funny watching the dog's reaction to me asking him questions.
Yeah. All right. That's cool. I saw something about bomb dogs failing at a number of airports where there are the largest airports, as a matter of fact, in the country, where there are a lot of explosive concerns, drug concerns, that sort of thing. Why would a dog not be able to stay sharp and therefore not, well, the claim is that passengers are in danger because these dogs are not working. What's your read on that?
Here's the bottom line. My specialty for many years, training Shih Tzu dogs and Polizei Hund dogs and retriever dogs and bomb dogs, was my specialty in Europe, training for many countries, many police departments, and many military. So when it comes to bomb dogs and drug dogs, you come to the right guy. The bottom line is a lot of the dogs that are being used for this now come into the United States already trained. They come from the Ukraine. They come from other places in Eastern Europe. They're Shih Tzu trained dogs. They come here, get retraining, and then they go out. The bottom line is these dogs, like good anything, have to practice every day. So what often happens is because they're not finding the bombs, knock on wood, as often as they should, what they should be doing is actually setting up scenarios where there are explosives and the dog can find them. Kind of what happened at the World Trade Center when they were looking for bodies. They knew they weren't going to find any live people, so they actually put some people underneath so the dogs would find something and at least get the encouragement to go on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to go ahead.
Yeah, no, I find it interesting that the people are so critical of these animals. I think it usually is up to the trainer. Isn't it? The dog.
Yeah, and I'm not going to go into depth. And I talked about this on air this week. There are three specific times in my life. I can't get into specifics. Three specific times in my life, though, however, that my life was saved by the dog that I was with. And I learned a long, long time ago in situations like that, when in doubt, trust the dog's instinct, not your own. It's just amazing how smart they are. If I'm working with a dog and we were looking to, for example, an incendiary device in Southeast Asia or whatever, if I didn't see it and the dog saw it, I would believe the dog and follow whatever advice the dog was giving me and actually saved my life three times.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, then that's the from the horse's mouth, if you will.
Let me give you one more tip I want to give you, your listeners out there. Because I've been getting a lot of calls about people saying, you know, veterinary costs are out of hand. What can I do? One of the
I heard that this week, too, how expensive it is now.
Yeah, well, here's the bottom. My dog needs a dental. It's going to be over $2,000.
Yeah, I just had one with my own dog. But here's the bottom line. The biggest medical cost for pets that humans can relate to is prescription medicine. Now, you can save money and avoid a significant markup at the vet's office by ordering the medicine online or going to Walgreens, Target, Costco, get a prescription from your veterinarian. For example, Target now offers $4 generic medications for your pet. So you can save a lot of money by asking for a prescription rather than buying it over the counter at your vet's office.
All right. There's some good advice. Very good advice. Check out thepetshow.com, warreneckstein.com, hugsandkisses.com. All relate back to one thing, taking good care of your pets. It's 59 past the hour.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.